an emergency. Repeat, an emergency.
I smell vermin, Poontang.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Welcome, everybody, to The Flea Show. This is Randy.
I am Ken.
And we are just so happy that you joined us and are listening in, because without you, we're nothing. We're absolutely nothing. We're naked without you.
We're just two guys talking to themselves and not in a good way.
Like in the bathroom, tapping your toe. That's all we are.
In Idaho.
Or Minnesota in an airport.
That's right.
Well, I tell you, the Flea Show, going into the eighth month of broadcast, Ken.
It is. We've been warned several times to stop, though.
And we've also, this is fun, because we've also pitched the Flea Show to numerous radio executive program operation manager type people.
And sadly, we were given cease and desist orders, even though we're not really owned by anybody.
My favorite reply ever to a program type direct manager guy was, I don't think that's exactly what we're looking for.
Taken as compliment.
This was an ad that was replied to because they were looking for a talk show. We're looking for a talk show. Okay. Well, that's basically what we do, I think.
We talk a little bit. We got the jibba jabba jaw going, but I think we're entertaining. Yeah.
And for that manager type guy, hey, Flea, tell us what you want in your ad. Talk show. What kind of talk show? Nurse talk, postage stamp talk. We do it all. We're the Flea Show. We jump around from subject to subject.
Yeah.
Sports talk. Come on. Throw me a frickin' bone, will you?
I'll throw you a bone, Randy.
All right. Dog the Bounty Hunter in the news. What's his name? Dwayne Chapman. Dwayne has a little issue. One that really disturbs me because I like the show.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not a racist person whatsoever. I don't like to associate with that time. And you know what happened, Dwayne, bro? Yeah.
Go crash, bro.
What about we're all brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
We all have one God. Yeah. What happened?
Apparently that went out the window. Apparently the dog just went crazy. Apparently, I think he's worried about his business being ruined. That could have something to do with it.
Well, there is a link on Fox News. Well, there's a link on Fox News to just about everything.
Yes.
You can listen to the phone call that he made to his son. It's actually quite disturbing. But I don't have a lot of respect for his son either for selling the phone call.
Yeah, it was like he set his dad up.
Yeah, he sold the phone call to the National Enquirer. As my Aunt Bev would say.
The Inquisitor.
Inquire.
If my son ever did that to me, I would apologize publicly for what I did. And then when I got home.
Correct him?
Yeah. And when I mean correct him, I mean beat the hell out of him.
And from what I hear, it was a substantial amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
But if you do listen to the phone call, you'll understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's I mean, I, the first time I heard about it, I thought, well, maybe it was just one of those things that got overblown or something that was taken out of context. And then when I actually listened to it, vulgar. And that's coming from me, a man who really doesn't care about what people say. This was kind of vulgar to me.
Can I also say again that the daughter, what's her name, Lisa?
Baby Lisa, yeah.
She's got some hotness going on.
She does. She has that Hawaiian hillbilly look going. I can't wait for I can't wait for her spinoff show, My Big Hillbilly Wedding.
I guess they do have hills in Hawaii, don't they?
They do. It's not like all. It's not like some big plain state.
So it's kind of a surfer hillbilly.
It is. Like she's got kind of like that weird mouth going too. That kind of makes me wonder that she could work things for me.
Lay your coconut on my tiki.
Oh yeah.
What the heck, a mooka mooka, dear.
The thing, though, just to wrap it up and finish the comments about the dog as well. Looking at the dog, not surprised.
No, I'm saddened.
Yeah, it's more.
I'm hurt.
Yeah, I feel like my dad let me down.
Yeah, your dog.
Yeah, he's not my best friend anymore.
Maybe him and Michael Vick could share a room together.
They could. That'd be great.
Would be awesome.
He could train Dwayne Chapman to fight.
Hey, Michael, we're bringing you a dog. Nice.
Go at Crest, brah. Go at Crest.
I didn't say it, bro. I didn't say it.
Oh.
Oh, man. What else is going on, Ken?
Well, I was just reading that Cosmo magazine had their 100 ways for women to keep their man. And I'm just going to cut it out for our lady listeners out there. There's only 5 rules. Rule number 1, sandwich. Make us sandwiches all the time.
Very important.
Number 2, steak and a BJ. Not separately, together.
Yes.
Rule number 3, repeat. 4 through 5, also repeat. As long as you give us sandwich, steak and a BJ.
I think a steak and a BJ ought to be like a Friday thing or a Saturday thing.
It could be. I mean, I make my...
Once a week.
I make my lady do that once a month.
And then swallow Saturday.
Yeah. Well, we had our Swallowween party last night.
Yes, we did.
And by the way, I love Halloween, Randy, because it's like free pass for girls to just dress like the inner porno star that they are.
Yes, it's quite exciting. It's thrilling. It's adventurous.
It is. We went to the Saliva concert here in town the other night. And let me just say that Mount St. Helens was in my pants. Because the eruptions that were bound to happen were aplenty. It was priceless.
Oh, man. That's disgusting.
I'm sorry.
All right, that's the show for the week. This is Randy saying so long.
This is Ken. Fleas to ya.
Waka waka nuka lika, waka waka nuka lika, would you like a lay? Hey, let's talk a dove in Hawaiian. Whisper in my ear. Kika buka muka wawa hini. All the words I long to hear. Lay a kaka nuda on my teeth. Let's step Debbie Hawaii.